Welcome back to the Pastor's Pregame Podcast. I'm your host, Lisa Scheffler, and we are in a series called Money with a Mission. We're talking about how we can use our finances to bless other people, share the love of Jesus, and let people know how much God loves them. As part of our Money with a Mission series, we are inviting some of our community partners to come in and share a little bit about what they're doing. So today we are joined by a special guest from Hope Women's Center. This is a crisis pregnancy center right here in McKinney, Texas. And we have a wonderful conversation about all the work they are doing with women in our community. All right. Welcome back, everybody, to the Pastor's Pregame Podcast. I am here, but not with Bruce. I am here with Aaron Snell, who is the director. Is that your official title?
Sure.
Yes. You'll go with that?
Yeah.
Of Hope Women's Center.
Yes.
So what we are doing right now at Christ Fellowship is every fall we tend to do like a missions month where we focus on sort of all the ways that we are seeking to impact the world and our community for God and His kingdom. And you guys are one of our community partners, have been for years and years and years. Yep. I know lots of people here at Christ Fellowship volunteer there or have in the past. Yep. So it's been a good relationship.
Very much.
So I'm very happy to have you here just to talk about what you guys do and how important it is and then how our listeners can support you guys.
Love that. So I want to say that I co-lead with my wife.
Oh, wonderful.
So, yeah, Holly. So we lead together. It's really unique that we get the opportunity to do that together. But it's been a really beautiful thing as we both have different skill sets and strengths. And
sure,
a lot of times when people think of, you know, Hope Women's Center, a pregnancy center, you know, usually more female led. Obviously, our patients are female. So sometimes when they meet me, they're going, what, you know, what are you doing? But it's been a really beautiful thing as the Lord has put us together and uniquely gifted us with different skill sets, and we're able to lead the organization together. So love that.
That's great. Holly.
Yeah, Holly.
Yep. All right.
Hope Women's Center, we are your local pregnancy clinic.
Okay.
And so that is where every day, girls and guys who are in the crisis of their life, on average, they're between 15 and 24, sometimes though as young as 11 or 12, sometimes in their 40s, but on average, 15 to 24. They're in the crisis of their life facing an unplanned, unexpected pregnancy. Mm-hmm. And the majority who come through our doors are abortion-minded. And it's just, I said it on when I was here a week or two ago on Sunday with Pastor Bruce, but oftentimes they think it's the worst day of their life. I mean, nobody dreams of waking up and going to a pregnancy clinic.
No.
And so they think it's the worst day of their life. And
their,
yet we
their
know
plans for their life have been completely interrupted.
That's right.
Not what they were expecting.
That's right. And yet we know by the sovereign providential hand of God, they've been brought to us. Yeah. And the Lord is allowing us the opportunity to walk this crisis with them. He's entrusting us really with their pain, with their crisis. And so we're so honored to do it. And it's just, it's amazing how many times what they thought was one of the worst days of their life turns out to be one of the best days of their life.
Really?
Where they come and they are met with, number one, when you come to our campus, we have two buildings. They're just, they're beautiful, state of the art. I mean, everybody says that. So they walk into a, just a beautiful space where they can tell they're going to be met with excellence. And really we just, our team begins every day on our knees before the Lord, just praying that the peace of God would dwell on our campus. And so I really believe they feel that as soon as they walk in, they feel peace. And so then they're met with just a loving team of people who wrap their arms around them to just say, you're not alone. We love you. It's going to be okay. Not only do we love you, God loves you. He's not mad at you that you're in this situation. And we're going to walk this journey with you. You're going to be okay. And so, again, the majority walk in abortion minded. But last year, 83% of our patients made a choice for life for their children. And then many also make a choice for eternal life, surrendering to the Lordship of Christ. And so what they thought was the worst day of their life oftentimes turned out to be one of the best days of their life.
That's
and
amazing.
So it's such an honor for us to get to walk with these young girls and guys.
Yeah, God can redeem anything, right?
Absolutely.
Especially new life.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's incredible.
Yep.
So talk specifically about why, what kind of services, like if say a young woman walks into your clinic, she's 16 years old, pregnant, unplanned, maybe her boyfriend's with her, maybe he's not.
Yep.
What would be the first thing that you guys would talk about?
Yeah. So it's, we have, again, we have two buildings. It's a full holistic campus. I mean, we're able to walk with them from beginning to end, no matter what they're facing. So one, we have a full medical clinic, and we are a very expanded medical service. So we have mid-level providers on staff. So, you know, nurse practitioners and above that are able to really whatever they're facing,
whatever health issues or concerns.
Able to deal with it. Yeah. So anything from obviously all things pregnancy related, STD, STI testing and treatment, that's really significant. We also have our pharmacy license. And so we have our own medicine on site. So we're not able to only just test them, but we're able to treat them on site and send them away with what they're going to need. We're able to, you know, prenatal services, continue to see them and walk this journey with them. Also by having, mid-level providers on site for those who do make the choice for abortion. Again, 83% made a choice for life last year, but 17% did not. And so we want to stay very close to that 17% because we know that the enemy, one of his names in scriptures, he's the accuser of the brethren. And he doesn't, he's not going to let them forget what they've done. And so he's going to be loud in their ears, bringing accusation and condemnation. And so we want to stay very close to them. And so even though, you know, we don't love what the choice that they've made, that's their choice. And so we want to bring them back as quickly as possible and continue to wrap our arms around them, say, we love you. God still loves you. And so medically, we are able to walk with them. And there's a lot of complications that are happening right now. We can talk about that in a minute with the legal landscaping changing so much. And so medically, we're able to still treat these girls who are having a lot of complications from either chemical abortions or out-of-state surgical abortions. And so we're seeing several of those every week coming through our clinic with a lot of complications. So medical, all things medical. We also have in that same building, we have a full adoption agency. So we're able to offer anything adoption related. And the Lord is doing so much with adoption post Roe being overturned. The second building is a full training center. We have all kinds of classes that we offer, from parenting classes to those who make a choice for life parenting classes. We have post-abortion classes for those who have had an abortion, for women and men. Some of the people in our post-abortion class had an abortion 40 years ago. And so we have just amazing stories of healing. We have a sexual trauma class for those who've experienced incest or rape. We have a miscarriage class for those who've experienced miscarriage, life skills, mentoring, all kinds of classes. And then we also in that building have a full resource center. And our resource center has a full-blown baby store. It's called the Cuddlebug Boutique. It's beautiful. It has everything they're going to need: diapers, wipes, clothes, cribs, car seats. Everything is brand new and everything is free.
Wow.
And so it's another hurdle we can just say, hey, you don't have to worry about this. Right. We're going to walk this journey with you. Don't think, don't worry about diapers or any, we've got you. We're going to walk this with you. And so, and it is a learn and earn program. So on the very first appointment, we take every patient over to the Cuddlebug Boutique and we say, hey, look at all of this. This is all available to you. In fact, go ahead and pick something out today. Take something home. And so they'll pick out, you know, an outfit or something for their kid. We have maternity clothes, all that as well. But from there, it's a learn and earn program. So the more they come to us, either for classes or appointments, the more they earn the opportunity to shop there. And so
what you're trying to do is you're trying to help with some of the emotional and other barriers they're going to make becoming a mom unplanned. Difficult. So you're trying to help them with those options. So it's not like some kind of bait and switch kind of thing.
Not at all.
You're like, I'm just trying to address any cynics in the audience.
Yes. Yeah. In so many cynics, when they come and tour the property, they go, man, this is not at all what I thought a pregnancy center
is. Because
there's
some bad reputations out there.
Yeah.
And so you guys are saying, look, we want these young women to be supported.
Yeah. And men.
And men.
And I want to ask that
specifically about the men.
But, and also in the resource center, so the baby store, Cuddlebug Boutique, but also we have a counseling office, licensed professional Christian counselors on site. And then we have a Medicaid office. And so we have an office dedicated to get them set up on Medicaid for when they go to the hospital for delivery. So the whole campus and everything is free. Nobody pays one penny. We don't do any billing. They don't have to think about any of that. So it's a holistic campus, no matter what they're facing. We're going to walk this journey with them and let them know it's going to be okay.
That's great. Yeah, that's great. I wanted to talk specifically about what you guys do for men.
Yeah.
Because that's something that a lot of people don't think about. There is a man in the picture somewhere. He was involved at one point.
Right.
And sometimes it's a boyfriend or a fiance or a reluctant partner.
Yep.
And so what do you guys do for them?
Yeah. So whenever the girl calls to schedule her appointment or text in to schedule an appointment, our team does anything possible to try to get her to bring that male influencer with her. And so we try to get her to bring that male influencer in just so that we can also sit with him. So while she's back having her appointment, we have a room, it's called our Men of Hope room. We have a room dedicated for these conversations. And so we take them back, and it's got some big leather chairs. It's decked out in all things Dallas sports. So it's got the Cowboys and the Rangers and the Mavericks.
It should feel comfortable.
It feels comfortable. We've got a refrigerator in there stocked full with Red Bull and Mountain Dew and beef jerky. Just try to, you know, we want to speak calm.
Yeah.
To their storm.
Just and take we want to take the anxiety out a little bit.
Take the anxiety out. A lot of these kids feel the pressure to make a quick decision, and that's what leads to abortion. Yeah. And if we can just get in front of them and to just say, yeah, it's going to be okay. A lot of our team, a lot of our volunteers, this is part of their story. Mm. And so that's why they're so passionate about this ministry, because they made that choice and they don't want anybody to live with the pain and some of the regret that they've had to deal with. Mm-hmm. And so, These conversations, they're really sensitive, as you can imagine,
sure.
But they're beautiful when you can sit in front of, you know, I'll sit with a boyfriend who's 15, 16 years old, and he's, you know, he's crying, he's overwhelmed, he's scared, and he's saying, I'm just not ready to be a dad. And, you know, I'm looking at a 15-year-old boy, yeah. And I go, yeah, I get it, but here's the reality, I'll tell him, is that if your girlfriend, you know, she's back for her appointment, if she's pregnant, the reality is you already are a dad. Mm. And so now the question is, what kind of dad are you going to be?
Yeah.
Are you going to fight for the life of your son or your daughter? Or are you going to choose to end their life? And it's a sobering conversation.
Sure.
And a lot of times they have such misinformation about what abortion looks like. They think it's easy.
Quick.
Nobody's going to know.
No side effects, no consequences. No side effects.
That's right. And so whenever we can say, hey, let's talk about the truth of what's ahead of you. And really bring some clarity. I was sitting with a guy not too long ago. He was 19 years old, big, strong athlete, football player. His girlfriend's back for her appointment. I take him back to the Men of Hope room. I'm having this conversation, and he's so casual about abortion, as a lot of them are. And he just kept saying, you know, up into 8 weeks, it's no big deal. He just kept saying, 8 weeks, 8 weeks, 8 weeks, no big deal. And I said, hey, man, where are you getting this 8 weeks thing? And his exact words, he said, I'm not educated on it. It's just what I believe. And yeah. So I said,
but don't we all live like
exactly.
that in so many areas yeah. of our life?
I said, but hey, let me give you some science though.
Yeah.
So I said, the 8 weeks that you're talking about, that baby, all the organs are fully present. The brain is fully functioning. That baby at 8 weeks is sucking its thumb. The baby gets the hiccups. The baby recoils from pricking, meaning that it feels pain. And so his eyes are getting real big. And at that time, they knocked on the door, one of the nurses, and they said, hey, it's time for the ultrasound. And anytime there's a guy there, we want them to sit in on the ultrasound as well. Mm-hmm. So he goes in for the ultrasound. And at Hope, we are blessed to have the latest, greatest technology. And so our ultrasound machines, they're 3D, 4K technology.
Wow.
And then we shoot it up on a 70-inch TV. So there's no doubt what you're looking at. You are seeing a beautiful picture of your child. And so they found out she was 11 weeks pregnant. So, I mean, that's a good sized baby. And so after the ultrasound, they then take him back into the lobby while they finish her appointment. And I was at my desk, and the front desk team called me and they said, hey, you need to come back to the lobby. And so I go back to the lobby, and here's this big, strong, you know, 18, 19 year old football player of a guy. And he's weeping. His head is in his lap, and he's just sobbing and weeping in the lobby after he came in very casual. We had the conversation. He heard the truth. And then he saw his child, 3D, 4K on a 70-inch TV, 11 weeks. And he was confronted with the truth. Mm-hmm. And they could not abort at that point. And so they made a choice for life. And so those are a lot of our conversations we get to have with these guys, just to say, hey, we're with you. We're going to walk this journey with you. And then you know, help them. A lot of times these guys, they don't have jobs, or sometimes they've dropped out of school. And so we just, through our network, we help them find jobs. We get them back mm-hmm. in school. Sometimes they don't have transportation. We have different partners who donate cars. And so anything we can, we want to fill some
yeah,
of those practical
because
needs.
You recognize that, and this is the criticism you hear a lot about pregnancy centers. It's like, you're trying to preserve this baby, and
right.
then after that, you're
right.
done.
You don't care. Yeah.
And then you guys are certainly not doing that. You're like, in fact, we want to see people
yeah.
succeed as
right.
parents
yeah.
And become families.
Yeah. Yep.
And so that's wonderful. So let me ask you, what do you hear from people like 5-6 years?
Oh, I mean,
you guys have been open a long time.
Yeah. 17 years.
17 years.
Yeah. You know, what's funny. Probably 6 months ago or so, we were having a volunteer training. And so we had ordered some food to be catered in for our volunteers. And this lady, she's dropping the food off. And as she's dropping it off, she kind of does a double take and she goes, "Hope Women's Center, hold on." She's like, "Is this the Hope Women's Center that, that was at the Salvation Army like 17 years ago? That's where we started." And we're like, "Yeah." And she goes, and she pulls out her phone and she shows us a picture of her 18-year-old son.
Wow, that gave me goosebumps.
And she's getting all teary-eyed. And she said, "I was going to have an abortion. And this is my son that's here." And she's just like over the top. "Thank you so much." And we get that all the time. Holly and I get the opportunity to speak at a lot of churches. And I can't tell you how many times we'll be to church and a grandma or a mom will come up and say, you know, "Hey, my grandchild is here because, you know, my daughter found Hope Women's Center and she made the choice for life because of your support, your resources." So we love it. It's incredible.
Yeah. And then that's a child. It's a person. It's like a blessing to your life.
Absolutely.
Even though it's difficult. No one would say parenting is easy.
No. Yeah.
And especially when you're in a situation where it's unplanned, but I just can't imagine people regret having their child.
That's right. People, abortion itself is black and white. It's life and death. But when you sit with these young kids who are in this situation and you see their life circumstances, you understand how just the complexities of their circumstances. And that does change how you look at this, you know? And so, yes, it is life and death. And so absolutely we want to stand for life. We believe that all, you know, lives are made in the image of God. Mm-hmm. And no matter how it came to be, that is a God ordained life. And so we want to honor that. But at the same time, you look at what some of these kids are facing coming from poverty, or they're living in a homeless shelter, they're living in their car.
Yeah, it's
and
not,
you see, okay, I do understand why they're thinking that this
you're
is...
You're not condemning them for considering that choice.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Because it's seems, I'm sure, like you said, insurmountable in the moment.
Absolutely.
Like there's just no way this is ever going to work.
Yep. And that's where having adoption on site has been, I mean, so beautiful. I mean, I was sitting with a couple earlier this year who came in and the husband was deployed for service. And while he was away, his wife, there was a rape type of situation. Oh. And she found herself pregnant from that. And so, you know, and then he comes back. And so immediately, you know, they were thinking abortion because of how that came to be.
Right.
But the more they really wrapped their minds around just this child, they made the decision to give this child life, but to place with a family. And we have 22 or 23 incredible families who are ready to go for adoption. These are Christian homes with a mom and a dad, and they would give anything to have a baby.
Yeah.
And so to be able to, and even in that situation, to be able to place that child with this family, it was such a beautiful thing. And to see the healing that has come to this couple who's endured this, adoption is really beautiful. And it's a great option for a lot of these situations.
It really is. Yeah. I think my own mother was adopted, and of course, obviously I'm grateful or I wouldn't be here.
Right.
And I just know so many women who are unable to get pregnant for whatever reason and adoption, they're like you said, they're waiting. They want a child.
Yep.
They're excited to welcome a child into their life through adoption. So it seems like that would be just such a wonderful and beautiful option. I mean, I'm not saying it's easy.
No.
There's a lot of complicated emotions and a lot of complications. And none of this is easy. Like you said, this was all unplanned. Nobody wanted to be in the situation where they show up at your door.
Yep.
But God can redeem anything.
Oh, and He does. I mean, yes. We say at Hope that the most transformative thing we can do, I mean, we provide all these great medical services and classes and all this, but the most transformative thing we can do is share the good news of Jesus. Mm-hmm. And so we see such transformation. I mean, it's such a ripe mission field as these kids are coming in such crisis. And so, yes, we can wrap our arms around them and take care of them medically and give them the supplies and resources. But when you see them surrender their life to Christ and then you see them begin to get discipled and get plugged into local churches like this. And I mean, we'll see these kids getting baptized and getting community groups. It's just, it's truly life changing and transforming, yeah. you know, and that's what it's all about.
That's amazing, Aaron. That's awesome. Okay. Well, I want to ask, you mentioned earlier, and we all know, with the overturning of Roe v. Wade in 2022, that changed things.
Yep.
And I think I'm asking you about this because I feel like for a lot of Christians who are just sort of casually connected to this issue, they're not, you know, maybe they, maybe it informed their voting, but they're really not that invested. It feels like the fight is over.
Right.
The battle is won.
Yeah.
So how has it changed the landscape for you guys and what you're doing?
Yeah. In some ways, it has changed absolutely everything. Uh-huh. And in some ways, it's changed nothing.
Yeah, because guess what? There are still unplanned pregnancies.
Exactly. So I will say this. We are up over 230% in seeing patients this year over last year.
Wow.
So the battle is raging like never before.
Yeah, because,
and of course it would, because here's the thing. We have a God who loves life. He's the author of life. He's passionate about life. And we have an enemy who hates our God. And so he's going to hate all things that our God is passionate about. So we have a God that loves life. We have an enemy who hates life. And he's come to steal life, kill life, and destroy life. And he's raging like never before. Mm-hmm. And so there are some things that have happened over the past couple of years, but especially once Roe was overturned, that has changed everything when it comes to the landscape of abortion. And that is specifically 70% of abortions nowadays are chemical abortions. Mm-hmm. And that's by taking a combination of two pills.
Yeah.
And that's
basically stop the pregnancy.
Stop the pregnancy and then
cause the fetus to be
exactly.
expelled.
Yep. It's a two, one, one kills the child and the other causes the baby to pass. Yes. So prior to Roe being overturned, 70% were chemical abortions. And so when Roe was overturned, 13 states like Texas had a trigger law, which said abortions must cease in certain states. And so Texas had that law on the books. And so what that did is it removed surgical abortions from the state of Texas. And so that's why you don't see surgical abortion facilities in our state
anymore.
So in McKinney, we had Whole Women's Health over in Craig Ranch. Yeah. That was an abortion clinic. It's not here anymore. It's gone. So we praise God. We praise God for that. There's no doubt that some lives have been changed, saved. But again, 70% of abortions prior to Roe being overturned were chemical abortions, not surgical. And so the trigger law didn't touch.
Yeah, I was going to ask.
Didn't touch chemical whatsoever.
And so they can still be prescribed those drugs.
Yeah. But see, prior to, especially the pandemic, but even Roe being overturned, prior to that, it was federal law, all 50 states, to get your hands on the chemical abortion pills. It was required. You had to have a medical exam. And you were only eligible if you were up to 10 weeks pregnant and you had to have an ultrasound. And the reason for an ultrasound was in case it was an ectopic pregnancy where the baby's outside of the uterus, which is about 10% of all pregnancies. If it's an ectopic pregnancy, you're not eligible to take these pills because if you take these pills and it's ectopic pregnancy, your fallopian tubes will burst and you'll bleed out and you'll die. And so whenever this was overturned, they removed that piece of legislation to where no longer are you required to have a medical exam and to get these pills from some type of medical professional.
Okay.
Now you go online and they're shipped directly to your home.
Just over the internet.
Over the internet. And so these girls, they have no idea what they're putting in their mouth.
Right.
And so, you know, again, where you're only eligible up to 10 weeks. Well, without a medical exam, these girls don't
longer,
know how.
Yeah.
Every day at Hope Women's Center, these girls come in and they've taken a home pregnancy test. And so they walk in and say, yeah, hey, I'm 6 weeks pregnant. And they get back with our team and they go, yeah, I was listening to our team this morning. A lady they dealt with yesterday, she found out she was 26 weeks pregnant.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's all day, every day. And not always that, but like,
right.
I think I'm 6 weeks pregnant.
They're
and they get 12. Back there. No, you're 12. You're 15. And so every day after that 10 weeks, the greater the chance of complications in terms of taking those pills, of all kinds of things that can happen. And so these girls, they have no idea what they're putting into their mouth. Not to mention if it's ectopic pregnancy, they don't know that. If they not had a medical exam and an ultrasound, so they put these pills in their mouth, and they're having unbelievable complications. And so that is what has radically changed since Roe's been overturned in terms of Hope Women's Center. With our mid-level providers, like I said earlier, we are able to move into post-abortion medical care. Mm-hmm. And we are just seeing that constantly.
That's heartbreaking.
And so not only do you have girls who've gone across state lines for surgical abortions, well, when they come back, if they're
There's
having
no
complications,
yeah.
where do they go? I can tell you for most of them, they're not comfortable walking into just an urgent care. They don't want to talk about what they've done. And so most of them just kind of grin and bear it.
Hope it gets better.
Yeah. Hope it gets better, and it doesn't. And so for us, we market that we are a post-abortion, that's one of our services, that we're a post-abortion medical care facility. We can take care of you. And so these girls are coming in. And one amazing testimony that we're finding is, there's been several girls who have gone out of state for surgical abortion, come back in our area, they're having complications. And when they call back to their out-of-state abortion provider and say, hey, here's what's happening, multiple times clinics are saying, go to Hope Women's Center, they'll take care of you. Mm-hmm. And that is amazing. That is so amazing. Mm-hmm. So we have a lot of that, as well as then these girls who are taking these pills at home and having these complications. And so they're coming in, and our team is able to step in and serve them medically and emotionally.
And emotionally.
Because nobody's prepared them for what physically they're going to experience, just the pain, as well as the trauma that they are going to pass their child. They're going to see their child, and that's traumatizing.
Yeah.
And so you have girls
because
bringing babies in.
Too many are making it sound like it's like the young man. It's no big deal, you know.
Exactly.
It's just a clump of cells. It's not.
Yeah. And on some of these websites, they're literally told, I've read it, I've seen it. On some of these websites, they're told, if you take these pills, we can reverse your pregnancy. Now, if you're 13, 14 years old, that sounds amazing.
Right.
I don't have to tell mom and dad.
That's what a euphemism.
I can reverse the
pregnancy. Yeah.
Then they take those pills and
they
feel.
Because they're scared. They don't want to tell mom and dad. They don't want anyone to know.
They feel immense pain. And then they're going to pass that child. And so, what do you mean? I was just going to reverse my pregnancy. Even if they've bought into it's just a clump of cells, when they look down and see their baby, no. That's a child. And so that's why literally the girls in clinics all around the country are bringing those children into clinics going, what do I do? They're so traumatized. And that's
trauma.
One of the reasons we've moved into having licensed professional counselors on staff to go, we need help with this because there's some real trauma that is happening. And so
I'm so glad to hear you guys do post-abortion care because I'm the women's ministry director here and it's more common than you would think. I think we assume as Christians we're somehow immune from this. Not at all. I know so many women who had abortions in their teens and 20s.
And men.
Who are living with this.
Yeah.
And still, like you said, some of them are still dealing with the guilt and the shame. And there's God offers forgiveness. They don't have to carry
Absolutely.
That.
Yeah.
But they need someone to walk through them, walk with them through that.
That's right.
For healing.
That's right. We say this a lot, that one of the primary ways that the enemy attacks is through deception and then accusation.
Mm-hmm.
And so you think about it when it comes to abortion. You think about a 15, 16-year-old girl. She finds herself in this crisis of an unplanned pregnancy. It starts with deception. And so she's got culture. She's got all these people saying,
it's quick. It's
easy. No big deal.
Yeah.
If you have a baby at your age, it's going to ruin your life. You'll be poor the rest of your life. You can't go to college. You can't achieve your goals. It's deception. That's not true.
Mm-hmm.
And so then she acts upon abortion, whether that's going to a surgical facility outside of Texas or putting the pills in her mouth. And the moment she does, he then switches from deception to accusation.
Mm-hmm.
And he says,
it's not no big deal. It is a big deal.
I can't believe you did that, he says. Yeah. I know who you are. And Russell Moore has a quote, something like this, where he says, there's no one more pro-choice than the devil as she's walking into the abortion clinic. And there's no one more pro-life than the devil
when she's
walking out. And it's deception leading her in. It's accusation on the way out. And that's how the enemy
works. For years.
For years. Until
women and men, like you said,
that's right.
I know men who paid for an abortion.
Absolutely.
And are haunted by it.
That's right. And Planned Parenthood, the Guttmacher Institute, which is the research arm of Planned Parenthood, they say that 1 in 4 or even 1 out of 3 in America have had an abortion. And so the reality is our churches are full of people that this is a part of their story. I mean, I was a pastor for 20 years. I never one time ever had anybody confess an abortion to me. Now, after doing this for many years, Holly and I, we speak in churches almost every week, and women come to her and men come to me every church we go to. It doesn't matter how small, how big, and they confess abortions. And it just tells me, shows me that our churches are full of people who this is part of their story, but they don't confess it in their church community because they don't know how it's going to be received.
Right. They don't feel safe.
But they come and they tell the stranger, like me, and they want to get it off their chest.
Yeah.
And so that's one reason why our post-abortion classes are so important, where we just invite women, they're in a class on their own, and then men in a class on their own. And they come in, and honestly, we just dump the gospel all over it, where we just remind them that God is just as eager to forgive the sin of abortion as he is any other sin.
Right.
And it's amazing. As you walk through an 8 or 10 week class, just their whole countenance change.
Yeah.
I mean, by the time they leave, their shoulders are back, their head is up. They know they are redeemed, they're forgiven, they're set free. And it's beautiful.
Yeah.
We love it.
That's awesome. So for our listeners, if you find yourself in a situation with an unplanned pregnancy, please go
to Hope Women's Center.
To what
we
Hope
got
Women's
you.
Center and,
we
and,
got you.
And let them help you.
That's right.
They are available to help you. If you are someone who either had an abortion or was involved in making the decision for your girlfriend to have an abortion,
come to Hope Women's Center.
They will help you. And also, please, you know, at Christ Fellowship, we also want you to know that we love you and we are your community. And we don't want you to walk in shame and guilt and hide things. We want to be a safe place.
Yeah, I love that about your church, that you guys really focus on having very honest and real conversations.
Mm-hmm.
You don't shy from that. And so I know that's a big push from the platform constantly, like to have real, meaningful,
with trusted people. It's conversations. Not something you would broadcast, but yes,
that's
that
right.
You can find a trusted friend.
That's right.
Another believer who will help you, or go to a group.
Yeah, that's right.
And it would be great. And then for those of us who want to support you guys, what would be some ways that our listeners could do that?
Yep. So you could go to, so we have two different websites. So for our patients, for those who need, you know, the medical care, they would go to the website myhope.org.
Okay.
And that's going to be, it's not going to be real Christian when you look at it, and you have to understand who we're trying to get in front of. So it's going to be very medical. It's going to explain abortion, all of that.
That's
and
wise.
It's also, it's in English and Spanish, which I know your church has, you know.
Two languages,
So we have both. You can literally hit a button and it switches to that. For those who want to support Hope Women's Center in whatever way that looks like, or volunteer, you would go to standwithhope.org.
Okay.
And all the information is on there. And so we always need, obviously, financial support is significant. We have our baby store. We always need all kinds of items, you know, diapers, wipes, clothes. Everything does have to be brand new.
But would you, you're okay with people just donating, like showing up with diapers and giving them to you?
Love it. Yeah.
Okay, great.
It's much, much needed. And we always love to give tours. And so we give tours when our patients are not there. So either, you know, before the day starts or in the days after the day, we love to just show people the ministry and explain it. And it's really eye-opening, I think, for a lot of people who do have some of the preconceived ideas that you said earlier just about pregnancy centers. When we can really show them, this is what, who we are, this is what we do, people are constantly going, man, I love this.
Yeah. So. Yeah. And then I'm imagine that for those who feel specifically called, maybe this is part of their story.
Yeah.
And they're like, I want to help young people or anybody who's in this situation. I'm assuming you have some kind of volunteer training.
Yep. We do constantly. Go to standwithhope.org.
Okay.
You'll see a volunteer link. Click that. There's a volunteer application. Fill that out. We have all kinds of volunteer opportunities. You know, one, if you're medical, we always need medical help, but then all kinds of things if you're not medical. Answering the phones, patient advocates. We have a Men of Hope team. So there's a lot of places to volunteer.
That's great. Well, Aaron, I'm so glad you came in today.
Oh, thank
you. I learned a ton.
Thank you so much.
And I'm praising the Lord for what he's doing through you guys.
Well,
that's amazing.
We're so grateful for your all's partnership and just your faithful, bold stance for the sanctity of human life in our community. It's so needed. And so we're honored to partner with you guys.
That's great. Well, I'm going to pray for you.
Yeah, please do.
And your ministry. Father God, wow, thank you, Lord, that you are a God of life, that you are a God who loves your people. You love people. Mm-hmm. And Lord, you want everyone to come to you. Everyone who bears your image, which is everyone, Lord. Yeah. And so I just thank you for what Aaron and Holly and all their volunteers and all their nurses and other medical staff are doing, Lord. Thank you that you put in them this desire to help people who are in this crisis and need someone to walk alongside them, Lord. And I just pray that you will continue to bless their ministry with finances and with volunteers. And we just give you all the glory.
Yeah.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
All right, everybody. Thanks so much. We will see you back next week.